Ariel here, letting you know tuning into Ponyville FM is the best decision you'll make all week.
nice shot indeed. What is up, every pony? I'm the one, the pony, Limitless Hate, coming back at you once again with that Thursday night fugue state. That was Filter with Hey Man, Nice Shot. I'm not going to go into the story behind that one, but I definitely recommend that you look that song up on Wikipedia or what have you, and check out the deeper meaning behind it. It is mind-blowing, suffice it to say. We're going to keep it heavy for a little bit. Up next, we've got A Perfect Circle with Judith. Kick it. Forgot how much I love that song. Even if it is a scathingly critical analysis of organized religion from Maynard James Keenan's point of view, I hesitate to give him too much credit for the successes of Perfect Circle. It was a true supergroup, but I think it's time to lighten things up a little bit. Up next, we've got I Fight Dragons with the Power of Love. Hell, it was just Back to the Future Day. I think I'm due one.
Ah! like cream. Stronger and harder than a bad girl's dream. Make a bad one good, make a wrong one right. Power and love will keep you home at night. Don't take money, don't take fame. Don't need no credit card, ride this train. It's strong and it's sad, and it's cruel sometimes, but it might just save your life. That's the power of
cover. Hell, I only know about that one on account of ponies, so hey, that's something. You know, there are definitely songs where I just don't know how I haven't played them so far. This is Kill Hannah with Lips Like Morphine.
Girl with lips like morphine. Knock me out every time they touch me. I wanna feel a kiss just crush me and break me. Girl with lips like morphine. Blow a kiss that leaves me gasping. And I wanna feel that lightning strike me and burn me.
Yeah!
such a good song, and such a shame that it's so poorly mastered. I have looked high, I have looked low, I have looked high, I have looked low, high and low, low and high, and I have not found a version of that song, MP3, FLAC, whatever, that actually sounds like it wasn't recorded with a mud bucket. So, sorry, but not sorry. Up next, we've got some Fall Out Boy for you with Centuries.
Some legends are told, some turn to dust, turn to gold, but you will remember me. Remember me for centuries. Just one mistake is all it will take. We'll go down in history. Remember me for centuries.
I was just coming up with a BS ad when I wrote that Twitter post, but that one really does fit into my Sweetie Bot head canon. But shh, don't ask about that. You're going to be here all night. Up next, we've got some Coheed and Cambria with A Favor House Atlantic.
Yeah.
Love me some Coheed and Cambria. Saw them play at the Texas Club in Baton Rouge a few years back. They were great. Their backup singers needed to be dragged out back and shot, though. Love this long outro. That much the same. I picked up a copy of their, I guess, last album. I don't even know. Year of the Black Rainbow. And never actually bothered to listen to it because I'm terrified. I'm terrified that it would actually break their track record of amazing, amazing albums, because all of them up to that, like even their first album, it was a little bit weaker in terms of production quality, but it was so good. They were all so good. And to this day, I've never listened to Year of the Black Rainbow, and I guess I owe it to myself, but I'm a bad person. Up next, we've got some Blink-182 with Stay Together for the Kids.
It's hard to wake up when the shades have been pulled shut. This house is haunted, it's so pathetic, it makes no sense at all. I'm ripe with things to say, the words rot and fall away. A stupid poem could fix this home, I'd read it every day.
Good old Blink-182, who always liked In Spite of Myself. I actually think that might be their very best song, at least in my personal estimation. I mean, people, of course, are going to have their differences, opinions. The Rock Show, the three singles, two or three singles from Enema of the State, two of whose names escape me and I can't be bothered to repeat the third, so whatever. Well, up next, here's an underrated band. I always like me some Flyleaf. This chick, she kind of reminds me of Angie Gasso from Arch Enemy with her throaty screaming. But yeah, this is Flyleaf with I'm So Sick. Screamo, but it's damned underrated, Screamo. Up next, yeah, I think it's time to make things a little bit happier around here after that. It's Cartel with Honesty.
On the rest of my life being a part of you.
God, I miss Mania TV. And the fact that the early broadband internet was just as much the Wild West as it was in the 90s. Before YouTube, when we had all these, like, weird startup video channels. They never amounted to anything because, you know, YouTube came along and decimated them. But, man, you'd catch some cool music just from these little outfits that were trying to promote the weird fringe stuff. And that was one of those songs. And as you well know, I love me some 80s covers because we did the Power of Love a minute ago. Here's Goldfinger's cover of Nina Hagen's 99 Red Balloons. The one good thing about Not Another Teen Movie was its soundtrack, which is all this.
Shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we got. Set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, bugs in the software, flash the message, something's out there. Floating in the summer sky, 99 red balloons go by.
Yeah, like I just told Araxnus, that song translates into post-punk really damn well. Oh, good night, children everywhere. Yeah, I forgot about that. Up next, we've got the closest the Goo Goo Dolls would ever get to post-punk. This is Long Way Down.
We'll be right back.
surprisingly heavy and underrated track from the Goo Goo Dolls, who, yeah, they kind of really sold way the hell out, but they're still really good. That's the sad part. Hey, I only like two songs by Linkin Park. This is half of them. This one's Faint.
Sometimes I don't make sense.
I am
what you never want to say, but I've never had a doubt. It's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you for once just to hear me out.
So I
let go, watching you turn your back like you always do. Face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
I am half joking when I say that I only like two Linkin Park songs. Really, it's like three. But I gotta say, Meteora was a good album, at least in that it didn't drag itself out too long. It was only like 38 minutes it came in, it made its point, and got the hell out of the way. Too bad the same can't be said for the band. Coming at you next at the top of the hour, we've got Linkyo with the Permalink. As always, I'm looking forward to that one. I damn sure ain't gonna miss this week's. Yeah. So, look out for that. And finally for me this evening, yeah, I'm gonna wind it up a little bit early. We've got some Paramore. Love, I know y'all love some Hayley Williams. I do too. And this one's called Let This Go. And I'm out, y'all. Later.
And
listening to Ponyville FM, the cure for the common cold.